Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SMU Legislative Council public session. This meeting is being called order at, excuse me, this meeting is, sorry, this meeting's being called to order at 1806 on April 7th, 2022. I would like to remind you all that the meeting is being recorded and will be made publicly available on the website. You may notice I do not sound like Speaker Ashkir. I am the speaker on call. My name is Adeline Parsons, and I'll be filling in today. We'll move next into our land acknowledgement. The Student Society of McGill University acknowledges that McGill University is situated on the traditional and unceded territories of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. The SMU recognizes and respects these nations as the true and constant custodians of the land and waters on which we meet today. Further, the SMU commits and respects to the traditional laws and customs of these territories. I invite everyone to take a minute to reflect on what land acknowledgements. Next, we had some next is attendance. I will be calling. Please just indicate if you are present. Councillor Cusa.
Present.
Councillor Infeld.
Present.
Councillor Javed. Councillor Javed. Councillor Gurung.
Present.
Councillor Holton. Councillor Holton. Councillor Jassou.
Present.
Councillor Beaulieu-Scherer. And if I pronounce that incorrectly, someone please correct me. Councillor Daduki?
Present.
Thank you. Councillor Yu?
Here.
Councillor Lau?
Present.
Councillor Murakami? Councillor Murakami? Councillor Bellia? Councillor Bellia. Councillor Thomas.
Present.
Councillor Applegate.
She's not here. I'm here on her behalf.
Can you spell your name for the record?
Sophie Fogarty.
And then spell it just for the minutes.
My last name is Fogarty.
Councillor Desrochers.
Present.
Councillor Saad.
Present.
Councillor Zhang.
Present.
Councillor Wan.
Je suis présent.
Councillor Cotadati.
Councillor Cotadati is excused.
Councillor Cotadati is not coming?
Yeah, no, they submitted a form about their absence.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Ely?
Present.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Nice. Okay, thank you. Councillor Damore?
Present.
Councillor Kamis?
Present.
Councillor Kazi?
They submitted a form as well. They're not going to be present.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Tiakos?
Present.
Councillor Clark?
Present.
SMU President?
Present.
VP University Affairs? VP Student Life? VP Student Life? VP Internal?
Present.
VP External?
Present.
VP Finance.
Present.
Great. Thank you. If there's any names, since this is my first time of Ledge Council this year, if there are any names that I'm pronouncing incorrectly, just send me a private message on how to correctly pronounce your name and I will make a note of it. I really appreciate it. Next, we will move on to next agenda item. There were some last minute motions, so we are going to have a meeting of the steering committee. And for those in a steering committee, I'm going to open a breakout room. And I would ask that members of steering committee go into the breakout room. 1 second. Hello, Legislative Council. Thank you for your patience. While we waited for steering to meet, we've added a couple. We've added a couple items to the agenda, and also during steering committee, I would like to note the presence, the arrival of Councillor Javed. It is currently 18:42. We will move on to the next item of the agenda, adoption of the agenda. The agenda has been distributed. Are there any corrections or changes at this time? Councillor Wong?
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker. I'd like to add a discussion item as agenda number, item number six, called impromptu motions.
Okay, we have a generative discussion section. Would you prefer that it was with the rest of the discussion items, or would you like to keep it after the adoption of the agenda? Councillor Wong?
I think it is relevant that we address this now, so I'd like to put it at the beginning if that's possible.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other corrections or adoptions of, corrections or changes to the agenda? Seeing none, sorry, I'm trying to get the agenda in front of me. Give me 1 second, my apologies. Seeing there are no other changes or corrections, can I get a motion to adopt the agenda? Councillor Wong?
So moved.
And is there a second? VP External to second.
Seconded.
Then we will, is there any want to vote by unanimous consent or? To me, President, was that him?
No, sorry, that was an accident.
Okay. So we'll vote by unanimous consent. Are there any opposed to the adoption of the agenda as it stands? Seeing none, the agenda is adopted. We will now move into agenda item number six, impromptu motions. Councillor Wong, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker. So I would just like to state that this is the second meeting in a row in which there's been rather lengthy steering committee meetings to discuss motions that are brought up quite late. In addition, at the last GA and in the GA last year, motions have also been brought up last minute. And I think that this kind of undermines the process of Legislative Council. As legislative councillors, we should have additional time to scrutinize and research into motions. And by having motions that are brought up quite last minute, that kind of prevents us from doing so, not to mention the prolongation of the meeting. So I want to formally request if steering committee could provide their thoughts and opinions on these actions over the past year. Thank you.
Are there any members of steering that would like to speak at this time? Councillor Cusa?
Yeah, so last meeting, the motions were brought in late because they were reactionary to a situation. But overall, you are right, there is a trend of motions being submitted late. I think that, that's obviously bad because councillors should be provided with the motions to scrutinize them. But that being said, when a motion is brought in by a councillor and not an officer, that person is being unpaid. And so I want to appreciate the fact that this is basically volunteer work. So yeah, although in an ideal world, we would have the motions, we'd strongly encourage people to submit the motions in advance, but when urgent, I think that we should approve them. And since this is the last meeting, we made an exception, but we could like maybe come up with some sort of like guideline. Sorry, I have messages now, but thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Infeld.
Yeah, I agree with pretty much everything Councillor Kuza just said. I think last, and I even addressed this actually in my report to council in the last meeting. I think that the last meeting was a bit exceptional in that this email that was being responded to came out like an hour before our ledge council. So that was a bit exceptional, but in general, it's not fair to keep all you guys waiting for, I mean, it was just 40 minutes right now, I think almost 40 minutes. So if we can come up with some sort of framework to prevent this in most cases in the future, that would definitely be a good idea.
Thank you, Councillor Daktufi.
Yeah, I just want to add something, which is that we're kind of in a tough spot, like a tight spot sometimes, because councillors submit late motions, and we obviously know that these things are important and we want them to be discussed. So we, like, I know we have the meetings right before legislative, or like during the beginning of legislative council, but you guys don't see that we also have meetings, either impromptu meetings or email consultations happening up to like a week before. And obviously we, like, a lot of these we're really happy to go through and we want to pass. I think so that's something that could be considered, is to kind of find a way to support councillors and executives or whoever is bringing forward a motion, to kind of maybe if there's a process for writing a motion, because I know that's something that sometimes there's a lot of changes that have to be made, so there's a lot of back and forth and last minute approval of motions, and so maybe providing more support to councillors in how to write a motion so that they just get approved faster and submitted earlier.
Thank you, Councillor. VP Student Life.
Yeah, so also we changed the occurrence of ledge council. So before it was bi-weekly, and now we meet, I believe, once a month. And the standing rules also changed for the deadline for motions. I think that those are two factors that impacted this.
Thank you, Councillor Wong.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. And thanks to all the members who have spoken and responded to my questions. So I just want to pose generally to steering committee if they have any suggestions on how to on steps moving forward so that we can, one, reduce the amount of pressure on steering committee, since it's not easy to rush through motions during meetings. And second, to allow for councillors like myself to adequately scrutinize and do their research on motions, which would impact the students that we are representing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kuzo.
Yeah, what we could do is come up with a hard deadline after which your motion will not be considered, except for two situations. If this is in reaction to an event, like a, you know, either the example of the MRO or like a humanitarian crisis, and where there is like a time issue, or if it's the last legislative council meeting. So in these two instances, the deadline can be pushed, but in future scenarios, I'm sorry, why is this screen not shared anymore?
I'm just pulling up the timer. I'm so sorry.
No worries. So yeah, when, except for these two conditions, we will not be accepting any motions after the deadline. That's what can be done, except for like maybe one motion, which is like, we can do like one exception per like, one exception 1 week before LC, because like usually we take motions 2 weeks before LC. Yeah, does that make sense, Councillor Wong?
Thank you, Councillor Wong. Do you have a response? While we wait for Councillor Wong, we'll move on to Councillor Guru, and I'll take two more speakers after this.
Yeah, I'm curious, do we not already have a hard deadline for when motions can be submitted? I thought that was something that was already in place.
I'll take someone from steering, Councillor Infeld.
Yeah, I believe there is a hard deadline, theoretically a hard deadline, really a deadline, I should say. But we pretty much, from my experience, always consider late motions. So in practice, that's not really followed.
Thank you. And then last speaker, Councillor Saab.
Thanks. I definitely agree that last legislative council should have exceptions because we really do need to pack everything in. But in terms of the reactionary thing, I think that poses a couple of issues because someone could always kind of spin any motion to be in reaction to something. But maybe we could change that to like if the motion of the nature is time sensitive in and of itself, like we really do need to get this out ASAP. But I mean, that's a question for another time.
Thank you. And Councillor Wan, do you have any closing thoughts on your discussion item?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. So yeah, thanks for all the discussion and for the ideas that have been brought forward. I think that we may need to revisit in the upcoming year the roles of the steering committee and whether deadlines do exist, and if they do exist, why they aren't being necessarily respected. And furthermore, if there are any, exceptions we want to consider for the future year. But hopefully next year, we'll have fewer instances and we'll have more time for councillors to adequately do the research on motions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. As having exhausted this discussion here, we'll now move on to agenda item 7, approval of minutes. The minutes have been distributed. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes at this time? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as distributed. Moving on to agenda item 8, report of the steering committee. Parliamentarian, would you like to give the report of the steering committee?
Sadly, we don't have a report, but a lot of motions were approved. So we had notices from last time that were put as motions this time. We approved another notice that is new business. We also approved two motions at the steering meeting. And after that today, we had a brief steering meeting as well. We approved the last three motions there as well. And that's about it for steering for me.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 9, confidential session. There is a confidential session this evening. So I will put those who aren't in legislative council in the waiting room, and we will be going into, we'll go into confidential. So just give me a minute to make sure and we go through the list. Thank you.